Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. It is the day after the election. Holy smokes. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the stock market reaction. And gosh, let's just get going. So everyone today is doing their day after Monday morning quarterbacking of the election results, right? And everyone's trying to appear they're smarter today, right, than they were prior to the election. Well, include me in that lot because I really did think Hillary was going to win. I thought she was going to win in a landslide. And being in California, I mean, my vote for Trump, Mr. President-elect, it didn't really even matter, right? Because this state is so deep blue. California is so blue. It was called like less than 2 seconds after the polls closed last night, right? And then I was worried last night. I mean, Trump needed some of the Rust Belt, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and he flipped them, especially, I didn't think he could do that, right? Especially as some of the western states like Colorado and Nevada were called pretty early for Hillary. So as those states came in, I mean, it looked like Hillary was going to protest the election, or at least contest it. I kind of wonder if she sent Podesta out there last night to kind of try to diffuse any, the crowds are still out there, right? So diffuse any protest, right? I mean, to any violence or anything, because a large group of people who weren't happy that she lost. So I kind of wonder how much of that went on in her planning. And then after the crowds dispersed, she conceded. I don't know. But anyways, there are some protests around the country today. Last night around the White House, Oakland, many universities here in California, UCLA, UC San Diego, Cal Berkeley, even here, Sacramento State protesting. And I guess the kids aren't too happy that their college won't be free or their debt forgiven. We shall see, right? Because Trump did address students during the primaries and during the election campaign on debt and education. So we'll see. And how much of what Trump has promised will he really be able to do? He has the House and Senate, right? The Senate by a slimmer margin, as the GOP did lose a few states. And the Senate still has the filibuster to block stuff, right? And they will use that. Remember Harry Reid when George Bush was president? So they can block things that they don't want to happen. And they will do that. They will do that. And, you know, I really don't think Trump is going to deport anyone, maybe other than felons, right? If you're an immigrant and you're a felon, an illegal immigrant, I should stress that, illegal immigrant felon, you know, maybe that, and maybe the official immigration application process gets tighter, but that's the official process, right? But I don't know about building a wall. I don't even know if that would help much or if he'll be able to do it. And I do really like his promises that he made in the minority communities, inner cities, and I hope that he's able to make some change there, provide some economic opportunities. You know, too many times these folks are only called upon on the election years, right? And then they're put back on the shelf for 4 years. And that's a shame. So let's hope that Trump does try to do something. You know, maybe get somebody like, you know, Magic Johnson, who's done some amazing work in L.A. and some of the inner city stuff he's done down there to help out. And maybe he can give some ideas or something. I don't know. And, you know, let's let the free market solve these kinds of things. Anyways, this shows you that the pendulum does swing back and forth from one extreme to another. And nothing changed about that, right? We go from George Bush and everything's all lost for the Democrats to Barack Obama and everything's all lost for the Republicans. And guess what? Now we're back to Donald Trump. And this one's different, right? It does feel like the establishment was kicked to the curb. I think social media was a huge win for Trump and the Republicans. It seems like this is the first election year where the Republicans bested the Democrats on the internet. Just looking at Facebook and Twitter, and while there were definitely liberals out there, they just seem to have a gridlock on it the last, 10, 12 years. But this time, I think because of Trump and his use of Twitter, it just seems like there was just a storm of GOP folks out there. The last time the Republicans had control of everything, presidency, House, and Senate, was back in 1928. And you know what? What happened next wasn't too much fun. And we're in the same environment, right? There's folks talking about how they don't like, you know, free trade, and they're talking trade protection, trade wars. You think we're going to repeat that? That would be a mistake, right? We need free trade and open markets. And looking at the markets today, looking at the markets yesterday, you know, when it started looking like Trump had a chance yesterday, the market futures just tanked, right? They just crashed. They were down like, what, 700, 800 points? And, you know, once the S&P futures were down 5%, I think the futures are halted, right? It, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it just stopped. But by the time I woke up this morning, the market was flat. And as I'm talking right now, it's up over 1%. It's up, the Dow is up over 200 points. Hey, what did somebody say if about the market if a Republican would win? I think that was Mark Holbert on CBS Market Watch. Said that market rally. But, you know, all this doesn't mean that the Fed will not raise rates soon, right? And it doesn't mean that the bull market isn't long in the tooth. There is a real likelihood that the first couple years of a Trump administration could be a little shaky. He's going to try to implement some of his new policies that could shake things up, right? He wants to reduce taxes. I mean, overall, that's good. But we don't know what his plans are, I mean, as far as the debt and deficit go, and the Fed's raising rates. So, you know, as the rates go up, the interest payments on the national debt go up and consume more of the budget. During the election yesterday, there's also some legislation that negatively impacts the economy. Minimum wage hikes in many states will raise the cost of labor to businesses, especially small businesses like restaurants and retail, right? And the retail is already facing tough competition from online vendors. And online vendors, they can locate anywhere, right? They can go somewhere where the labor rates are cheaper, either a state or a country or wherever. They can make stuff and get stuff and ship stuff from low-cost labor. Eventually, they got to hit a state, you know, like California or Washington or whatever that does have a higher minimum wage. They do have to get products there and utilize labor there, but fewer folks than a retail store, a brick-and-mortar store. I noticed the 10-year Treasury is back up over 2%. It was 2.07. Maybe that's factoring more economic growth ahead. Drug stocks are rallying since Hillary didn't win. Amgen, Gilead, Mylan up over 5%. Pfizer up over 7%. Merck up about the same. The ETF, IBB, the biotech, up also 7%, right? And the reason maybe no drug price crackdown. Hillary, Bernie, all those folks were just cracking down and railing against the cost of healthcare, especially the price of drugs. But Trump wanted to open up those markets, right? To eliminate the lines around the states, as Marco Rubio said during the debates. Caterpillar up over 6%, maybe growth, building, that sort of thing. Defense stocks are rallying. Raytheon, Lockheed Martin up over 5%. Take a look at that sector. Retail stocks are rallying because of a GOP sweep. I'm not sure I get that one. I guess they're thinking better economic activity, and that ties in with maybe more consumer spending and borrowing. But again, they do face the battle of the brick and mortar versus online retail, unless some of them are doing more online retail. I did see GM was laying off 2,000 folks because of slowing demand, and the stock was down over 4%. So that's interesting, right? When you think of consumer borrowing, one of the things they borrow for is cars. So you would think that maybe folks are buying more cars, but interest rates have ticked up. So maybe that kind of has a negative impact on that. And GoPro was down again today. They're recalling a drone for safety reasons, safety concerns. It was down over 5%. That's on top of recent bad earnings and bad future guidance heading into the fourth quarter Christmas season. So that's not good for GoPro. Let's see. Do I own any of those stocks? I have owned IBB ETF from time to time. Amgen, Gilead from time to time. I don't have any positions there today. I don't own Caterpillar. I don't own defensive stocks. I wish I did. Basically, I mostly have indexes and a few. I do have about 10 individual stocks that I mentioned from time to time, and but none I mentioned today. Anyways, well, how are you doing after the election? Are you having withdrawals? I mean, I'm getting tired of the news. They're just totally analyzing and reanalyzing and analyzing and reanalyzing. It's just, I guess we're going to get that for a while. And Obama and Hillary gave speeches today. Paul Ryan gave a speech today. More of that coming, the transition period. And we'll see who Trump appoints to his cabinet, right? That's going to be interesting. And that could also give Wall Street some confidence going forward.